Hey friends, it's Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. I have something of a light-hearted video for you today. From time to time, I like to turn our attention a little bit away from the current events and all of the hogwashing so we can catch our breath and keep our head above the waves in these stormy seas of life. If you've been following my channel at all for the last few months, you know that I've done several videos about Slosh Green New Deal, the governor, I'll just call him that, in Hawaii, who was at the helm of all of this intentionally inflicted mayhem and devastation that happened on the island of Maui. I'm going to be bringing you some more coverage, and I want to thank my lovely, healthy Americans who live in Hawaii, who are there on the front lines, and who are sending me news clippings and information that you're not going to get anywhere else. So I'll be covering that in some upcoming videos, but this very strange governor has a very strange behavior of wearing band-aids on different fingers. And wait until I connect the clots, because there is something afoot in Israel with I'll just call him an artist, a street artist, and wait until you see what he focuses on. It's a little bit more than strange. So stick with me. How do you like that? Stick with me. Did you catch it? And first of all, I want to share a message from the sponsor. And for this video, since we're talking about Slosh Green New Deal, I thought we would talk about Trim with Peggy again. And trust me, I have struggled just like Josh does, apparently, with that belly fat. So here is the remedy. When it comes to stubborn belly fat, and you can find this over at trimwithpeggy.com, people are searching for a miracle pill that may probably never exist. But believe it or not, I found an exceptional alternative that uses naturally sourced and science-backed ingredients from nature. It's more effective at targeting belly fat, enhancing metabolism, and promoting a toned midsection more than anything that I have tried, any of those weight management protocols that I've seen typically on the store shelves. And there are tens of thousands of five-star reviews, and they cannot be wrong. So place your order today. You'll get up to 51% off, along with many other free bonuses. I want you to get this before they sell out. It is over at trimwithpeggy.com. Friends, let's talk about this very weird obsession that people have with Band-Aids. I've done several videos about this fetish that the governor of Hawaii, I call him Green New Deal. Yeah, I think you can connect the clots on that one. And let me just take you right on over to my YouTube channel for a moment before we dive into this very strange Israeli connection to Band-Aids and Roseanne Barr as well. So let's take a look over here. This is my channel. Just a reminder, you need to click on live to see most of my videos. Most of my videos are broadcast live. And if you only click on home, you're not going to get the whole lineup. If you click on videos, you'll only get the videos that are pre-recorded, like this one, and then uploaded for you as a premiere, meaning you can chat while it is airing and everybody can watch it at the same time. And then the live videos where I am actually broadcasting live. So click on all of those three to make sure you see my videos. Here are the playlists, and I have a whole playlist on Band-Aids. And let's just take a look here. This is so strange, this man and his Band-Aid obsession. And I've done videos where I connect the clots into what I believe is going on. And of course, the Band-Aid is also associated with the jab, right? They're always showing people's arms with the Band-Aid. Like, I don't even understand why you would need a Band-Aid after the cocktail. Maybe that's just me. I don't get them, so I have no idea why people do that other than like a little badge of honor. So anyway, you can see all of these. I've got several videos about how weird that is. And before I show you this Israeli artist, street artist, and his Band-Aids, stick with me, because at the end, I want to share with you what I found out about Slosh Green New Deal and his obsession and the type of Band-Aid that he wears. And hang on to your hats, because I think it's really astounding. But let's just look here over at Roseanne Barr. So she uploaded this to her Twitter page, and she is doing a satire, calling herself the person of the year. That's how I understand it. And she's got Band-Aids on her fingers. So she's got a Band-Aid on the tip of her, that would be her left middle finger. And then on the right hand, it looks on the right like on the right ring finger. And many of you have also pointed out the very dark dealings of people cutting their fingers and what that means. And it's very despicable. And I don't even want to bring that to your attention more than I just did. So what I want to do now is bring you on over to this very unusual artist from Israel. And here he is. His name is actually Didi Band-Aid. How bizarre. Well, it's bizarre to me. I don't know. Can I say that on this platform? So his logo is a Band-Aid. And if you watch, and I hope you will, my other videos about the governor of Hawaii and his weird fetish, you'll see that this black and white symbolism also shows up. And you know, black and white has to do with the Illuminati. There's much more to it than that, but you can do some digging if you're interested. So here we have the Band-Aid symbolism. By the way, Joshi over in Hawaii used the Band-Aid as a symbol for his healthcare, housing is healthcare promotion, where he wants doctors to write prescriptions for people to live in houses. I don't necessarily disagree with how healthy that is to live in a house, or maybe it is unhealthy. Maybe it's healthier to live outdoors. I don't know. But the fact is, this Band-Aid obsession is very strange. And I want to thank the Healthy American who sent me this information about Didi Band-Aid. I normally would not have known about him otherwise. So it says that he is a Tel Aviv-based multidisciplinary urban artist who utilizes various mediums to communicate within the public arena. He started creating his works after finishing his military service and continued to develop and elaborate them while completing his undergraduate studies at the Bezazel, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, Academy of Art and Design. Nowadays, his works can be viewed at galleries, exhibition spaces, various art events, and in the streets of art capitals around the world, such as London, New York, Berlin, and Tel Aviv. Let's take a look, shall we? Here is a video that I have on faster speed, and he is creating his Band-Aid mural outdoors. And we'll just go a little faster here, and you'll see that there is his Band-Aid imagery. And he says that he is using that as his symbolism. If we go back to the home page, he says, "I was seeking a way to express and heal my wounds. The Band-Aid then became a symbol for all kinds of difficulties, personal and social, seeking fix." All right, before we go on and I connect the clots here with you with this very strange piece of information that I just learned about Slosh Green Dew Deal and his Band-Aid fetish, what do you make of this? In one of my previous videos, I did a deep dive on Johnson & Johnson, who is the manufacturer of Band-Aids. And I also showed a box of Band-Aids being sent to Ukraine. And it was very bizarre because the person that was showing the box had a pair of gloves on that looked like they had been dipped in blood. Very, very strange. And I will leave a link for you at the end of this video and also in the description box for the Band-Aid playlist. So if you're interested, you can watch that and see the conclusions that I draw in terms of this whole Band-Aid imagery. Many of you, at my request, actually contacted the governor's office in Hawaii to ask point blank, what is up with the Band-Aids? And the response that more than one of you got was, it's an inside joke. That is, to my reckoning, very bizarre, childish, demeaning, and really, I just actually don't understand it. That's the behavior of a governor who is a licensed MD and who should probably take that belly trim. Now, I know many of us, like myself, struggle with the extra pounds. I'm not putting any judgment, but I'm just offering an option, especially since he likes to wear his scrubs and a stethoscope around his neck, promoting this healthy lifestyle. He is not walking the talk. I'll just put it that way. All right. Now let's take a look, shall we, at what I came up with regarding the brand of Band-Aids that he's using. It's very, very bizarre. And what I've got for you here is another image. So let's do this. I'm going to share my screen. And this came from the Civil Beat, which is an online newspaper and media company in Hawaii. And when I clicked on that, it actually brought me to this very interesting information. And here's the image. And it says in the caption, Pikachu bandages wrap a couple of Governor Josh Green's fingers as he provides an update for the Lahaina fires during a press conference. I call them concerts because they really are performances, if you know what I mean, scripted performances for the public. So he gave a press concert at the state capitol on Friday, and this was published in September. It was a month after the fires in Lahaina. And I am assuming that somebody at the Civil Beat is watching my videos, because no one, to my knowledge, other than me, has pointed out this bizarre behavior of him wrapping his fingers. Now, before you leave a comment saying, well, he probably has diabetes. No, he doesn't. Well, maybe he does. But many diabetics have told me that you don't wrap your fingers with a Band-Aid after you do your blood test. First of all, you're supposed to do the blood test on the very, not on the very tip of the finger, or maybe I have it wrong, but the point is you don't wrap your finger with the Band-Aid. And it is very bizarre where he'll have one on and then one off. And if he actually had an injury or a paper cut, it seems like that Band-Aid would stay on longer. And he's always changing them around on his fingers. And his own press office said that he does this as an inside joke. So I wanted to find out, what exactly are the Pikachu bandages? And I just did a search on Giggle because it's so very funny. And I'd like to see what they are sharing with the world and what is allowed to be seen. And when I did a little more detailed searching on Pikachu, so it turns out that it is a Japanese type of cartoon, and it is derived from a combination of two Japanese onomatopoeia, meaning the sound of the word sounds like what that word is. So a sparkling sound and the sound that a mouse makes. Now, I did a little more digging, and it was brought to my attention that the tail of the Pikachu is a lightning bolt. And that to me is significant, given that the whole town of Lahaina went up in flames. And we are told that it was because of the electricity company wires being sparked because of the non-rainy hurricane that was 800 miles offshore. And here is another definition. It says Pikachu's name in Japanese, the direct translation of that name into English is spark mouse. It has to do with a peal of lightning or similar electric flashing. Maybe I'm reading too much into it. Some of you will tell me, Peggy, why are you always focusing on the details? And others of you understand exactly why I'm focusing on the details. And this detail of the bandages that the governor wears that are called Pikachu, with the meaning of a lightning bolt and a lightning flash, to me is significant given the inflicted devastation that we saw happening in Hawaii, on Maui, in Lahaina, within months of this governor taking office. And prior to that, this governor illegally claimed a housing emergency so that he could bypass all of the legitimate laws in that state related to the Hawaiian homelands and water rights and other things. So I've done, oh my gosh, over 50 videos about Maui. There is more information that I'm going to be bringing you because there have been some updates. And so stay tuned for that in the coming days. In the meantime, I want to thank you for being a healthy American. I have the best audience on YouTube, regardless of how they are fiddling with the numbers. It's so bizarre. Oh, and by the way, I wanted to share with you another YouTube channel. And this is from a lovely healthy American called Pastor Kenneth Kemble. And he sent me this very beautiful letter with these incredible stamps that are all about our freedoms. And it is a very nice card for Thanksgiving. I'm a little behind sharing my cards and letters. And he says, Dear Peggy and Pastor David, what a blessing you are to this preacher and to the country, which we love so much. May our Lord Jesus Christ bless you richly, and may he keep using you both to do his work. Press on. And he says, God bless you both. He is a supporter of this channel and the work that I do. And I would love for you to support him if you are interested in finding out and getting some good old-fashioned preaching. And just for those who are in the know, he does not preach from the Scofield Bible. And I think you would find it very interesting to learn about his perspective, preaching, and position on the entire Israel and the covenants and all of that. So I'm not a preacher. I will leave it to Pastor Kemble, and I want to share with you his website. So that's here on YouTube. And let me bring you right on over, share my screen again. And this is KPAC Bible Church. And there he is, Pastor Kemble, dressed with respect and reverence for those in his congregation and honoring God as he preaches his word. So I just wanted to share that with you because I know I have a large number of Christians in the audience who are interested in receiving that grounded in God's word preaching. So I wanted to share that with you. And I got a couple of other beautiful cards from my lovely Healthy Americans. If you'd like to send me something in the mail, the information is in the description box. And that is simply Peggy Hall, 205 Avenida Del Mar, number 681. That's a P.O. box, and that's San Clemente, California, 92674. And lovely RP has been on board as a Healthy American, just a very nice card that I hope will encourage you as well. She says, dear Peggy and family, happy Thanksgiving for all of the blessings God provides for us on a daily basis. I started watching your videos during the hog washing, and your vital messages of hope had a major impact on my life. My mother passed away 6 years ago during Thanksgiving. This time of year is hard for me. You know, friends, we are in the throes of the holiday season with Christmas and New Year's around the corner. And I do understand how painful that is when we are experiencing the loss of our loved ones. So I will be bringing you more messages of hope related to grieving, if that's something that you're interested in. Also, I have that over at my other channel, Living Swell with Peggy Hall. So please subscribe to this one and Living Swell. And I was going to tell you that Pastor Kemble on his YouTube channel told me that YouTube is fiddling with his numbers as well. You can never really rely on that. I've had people tell me that they clicked the like button and it went to an unlike, and they watched the view count go down as they were sitting there and watching the video. So I really don't go by those numbers at all. But please do subscribe to my backup channel in case this one goes down. I'll still be able to find you, and my free Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. And then RP says, I have the same level of courage my mom demonstrated throughout the fight of her life for the truth, even when the odds are stacked against you. Oh, she says that I have the same courage as her mom. We are called to serve the Lord with boldness and be fearless, for God is for us. So she says, I am grateful for the braveness you display in your videos and the message of hope you share with the world. Thank you so much, RP. Thank you to everyone who sends cards and letters. I'll endeavor to continue to share those at the end of my videos. So many of you are asking me to do so. And I do this as an encouragement for you as well as the viewer and as a Healthy American, because I want you to know that you are not alone. I'll never say, I hope I don't say, we're all in this together. What I mean is that we are shoulder to shoulder, side by side, supporting each other, understanding each other, and making sure that we don't fall prey to having the wool pulled over our eyes. So that's why I like to bring these messages to you, so that you know that I know and we all know that these bad guys are trying to hoodwink, bamboozle, and swindle us, and we're not going to fall for it. All right, friends, I look forward to seeing you in an upcoming video, always over at peggyhall.substack.com, and the website is thehealthyamerican.org. Big shout out to the moderators for keeping the stream flowing, and I look forward to seeing you all in an upcoming broadcast.